So, good day everyone, this is Vijay and I'm doing my PhD in Curtin University, Western Australia. And I'm working with apples and pears, and I'm working on two new compounds which are the ethylene antagonists. And I'm presenting one of my PhD experiments on gold rush pears. So, gold rush pears are actually the Western Australian bred pears, and they are quite similar to the Bioriborsec pear, but it's with a similar russet colored pericarp and the soft buttery texture flesh when they are ripened. And they're quite notorious variety among the growers because maintaining the post-harvest quality was a really big problem for them. And they're quite sensitive to ethylene. And usually they're harvested between March to May in Western Australia. So coming to the ethylene, as everyone knows, is a phytohormone which triggers the fruit ripening but also promotes the senescence and also shortens the storage life. So it's roughly estimated that 50% of total post-harvest losses are either directly or indirectly caused by ethylene hormone. And the treatments to regulate the ethylene and antagonize ethylene action were considered as one of the prominent ways to extend the storage life and to maintain the post-harvest losses. Actually, the ethylene management is done in three different phases. One is preventing or stopping the ethylene at the production level. Second is the management of ethylene at a storage environment. And the third one is antagonizing the ethylene action at the cellular level. And out of all three, the antagonizing the ethylene at the cellular level has been the successful and even the commercially viable one. And out of all, there were many compounds reported which has ethylene antagonist capacity. And out of all, as everyone knows, one MCP, that is a 1-methyl cyclopropene, was one of the successful and commercially used one. And 1-MCP is presently being manufactured. The formulation of 1-MCP, which is encapsulated in beta-cyclodextrin, is being produced by Agrofresh, which is being widely used by different growers around the world. And it does have many positive reports have been reported for the 1-MCP in matter of the quality and also the ethylene production. But it does have some limitations, mainly being it's being produced only very limited, or I can say as one company in the whole world. It's sold as a service, not as a compound, and it's a very expensive service. And this limits, it's not available for all the growers. Say it may be a small scale or the medium scale growers, and not every part of the world. And it's again the effects are the cultivar and species dependent. And coming to the chemical property of 1-methyl cyclopropene, the biggest problem is it's a highly unstable liquid at the room temperature. And it becomes volatile easily at the room temperature. And this property makes it very tough to handle and to make a formulations too. So presently, there are some reports of the different formulations of 1-MCP, but widely around different parts of the world, the fumigation is one of the major way the 1-MCP is being treated. And so considering these limitations, the team of the Curtin University, led by Dr. Zora Singh, have discovered the ethylene antagonistic property of these two new compounds, that is 1-cyclopropanebenzene, which I'll be referring as a BC, and 1-cyclopropanaphthalene, which I'll be referring as NC in the following slides. So the main advantage of this is they are structurally different from 1-MCP, which makes it relatively stable than 1-MCP, and which allows the preparation of formulations and easy handling. And it's even though it's structurally different from 1-MCP, the way it functions is similar to 1-MCP, the ring opening mechanism and blocking the ethylene receptors at the cellular level. And this the functioning mechanism is similar to that of 1-MCP. And as I said, going to the chemical properties of these compounds, the formulations are possible, and not only the fumigation, but also the other formulations. But present experiment, I work with the fumigation treatments of these two compounds and along with the 1-MCP. So coming to the research gaps, there's no research reported on the effects of a fumigation of not only BC and NC, but also 1-MCP, the post-harvest physiology of gold rush pears, and also the effect of these compounds on the fruit quality, post-harvest fruit quality of gold rush pears during the controlled atmospheric storage is not yet been investigated. So the main objectives of my experiment were to investigate the effects of these two new ethylene antagonist compounds and 1-MCP in retarding the rates of ethylene production and respiration while maintaining the post-harvest fruit quality when they were stored for 150 and 200 days in the CA storage. So coming to the material methods, the goldish pears were harvested from Beedalup area, which is the southwestern part of Western Australia. And after the necessary treatments, they were immediately brought to our Curtin Horticulture Research Laboratory. And they were sorted out based upon the uniform sized fruits, which are free from bruises and all, free from bruises, pests or diseases are selected for the experiment. And the experiment was laid in a completely randomized design with 4 replications and 15 fruit per treatment. And the fumigation treatment was given in the 60-liter hermetically sealable drum, as you can see in the picture. And while treatment, we also placed a small battery-operated portable fan so that the vapor produced can be uniformly distributed during the 18 hours of treatment. And also the calcium, soda lime was placed in order to absorb any excess carbon dioxide produced during this fumigation treatment. And for the treatments, the 1 micromolar of BC and 1 micromolar of NC, that's 1 ppm of 1 MCP were treated. 1 ppm is the maximum possible concentration allowed to apply for the pears or apples. So the 1 micromolar of BC and 1 micromolar of 1 NC were decided based upon the previous experiments which we conducted on different flowers, fruits, and vegetables. So these compounds were prepared on the with 5% ethanol to make it volatile, and these are applied in the petri dish with the filter paper, and then closed it, sealed it tightly, and kept for 18 hours in a room temperature. And on completion of treatments, the fruits were opened at the open air environment and then shifted into the corrugated boxes and then moved to controlled atmospheric storage. And on completion of the controlled atmospheric storage, the fruits were brought back, and the physiological factors such as respiration ethylene were found out. Coming to the results of the rates of ethylene production, it's during 150 and 200 days. The fruits treated, fumigated with BC and NC, and also 1 MCP had a significantly lower amounts of ethylene produced during both 150 and 200 days of storage. And checking with the climatic peak onset, the days, and the peak rates of the climatic peak, ethylene climatic peak and the respiration climatic peak. And the first well, we check with the ethylene climatic peak onset. The fruits treated with the BC, NC, and MCP showed a significantly higher, a significantly higher number of days for the peak onset. And even in the respiratory climatic peak, there was the peak onset was moved, the delayed compared to the control. And similarly, the peak rates of the ethylene and the respiration were also significantly lower than the control in all the fruits treated with the BC and NC and 1 MCP. And coming to the other the quality parameters such as the physiological loss of weight and the fruit firmness, like again, the fruits treated with the BC, NC and 1 MCP showed a significantly lower levels of physiological loss of weight. And the trend was similar for both 150 and 200 days of storage. And again, coming to the firmness, they had a significantly higher amount of higher levels of fruit firmness. For again, the similar trend was followed in the both 150 and 200 days of storage. And then followed by that, there were some other quality parameters such as individual sugars, that is glucose, fructose, sucrose, and sorbitol was identified using the HPLC. And interestingly, over here, the fruits treated with the control and 1 MCP showed higher levels of glucose and sorbitol. And when coming to the sucrose, the fruits treated with the 1 MCP had lower levels of sucrose when compared to significant lowest levels of sucrose when compared to all other treatments. And there was no significant difference between the different treatments in the case of the fructose levels. And apart from this, the other quality parameters tested was the total antioxidants, the total phenols, and the vitamin C, and individual organic acids. But we didn't find any significant difference among the treatments, different antagonist treatments. And then coming to the conclusion, the fumigation treatment with the new ethylene antagonist, the BC and NC, as well as 1 MCP, were effective in retarding the rates of ethylene production and respiration. But when compared among the different ethylene antagonist treatments, MCP, the ethylene production of in the fruits treated with MCP was total flat. It's almost nil. So this could be because of the concentration differences. Like the 1 MCP is a 118 micromolar concentration which we used, and the BC and NC was 1 micromolar. And but when we come to the different fruit quality parameters, The BC and NC treatments were on par with the 1 MCP treatment in reducing the physiological loss of weight and maintaining the higher fruit firmness. So we can say that the BC and NC, these two new compounds, have a potential to be used as an alternate insulin antagonist and without any adverse effects on the fruit quality. And we can also exploit the positive side, positive effects of the BC and NC. And I would like to acknowledge Australian government and the university providing the funds for the conducting my research, and the Casuarina Valley Orchards for providing the fruits and the storage facilities, and American Society of Horticultural Sciences for providing me the travel guide to come over here. And thank you. This is the orchard where I pick the fruits from.
We have time for some questions. I have a statement and then a question. The first is just, at least in the US, because MCP is off patent, mm-hmm. there are several suppliers.
Yeah.
So we have Pace, we have Hazel Technologies, so there's a lot of 1MCP sources now. My question is, and this is an issue maybe from the commercial point of view, who do you think is going to pay for all the efficacy studies to make this a commercial product, given the existence of 1MCP and the cost that that took to register?
So actually the process is already in the progress, and we are expecting it to commercialize within maybe end of this year or next year. It's still in the progress. So the work has been done from all the way from 2012. So based upon the results and all the things, we have already, the discoverers, there's a Dr. Zora and Dr. Allen, they have already approached one of the company, and they had a negotiations regarding the commercialization of this product, and we have already submitted our results. So I think I am the first person who is presenting these results. Till now, it was not allowed to produce because of the patent thing.
Yes, thank you. Other questions?
Yeah, actually, one of my colleagues, she's going to present in the evening session. Like, she worked, she's over the back. She worked on the formulations. Like, my main work was to test these compounds as a fumigation and compare with 1MCP. And I've tested it in a different storage environments, like different storage combinations, rather, with ozone, aerofresh, and CEA cold storage, and different storage durations. That was my main PhD research. And one of my colleagues, she worked exclusively on the different formulations and what are the successful formulations too. Yeah.
Any more questions? Yes, at the back.
So were you able to look at the effects of these compounds on post-harvest disorders?
Actually, I haven't done any work on disorders. Like, one of my colleagues, she worked on Granny Smith, and she worked with the superficial scar, and I think she got significantly good results. They are, they already, some of the works were done for the toxicity, and as we are using a very low concentration, as you can see, if I convert into the ppms, it will be 0.09 ppm of BC and 0.14 ppm of NC. So there were no toxic effects found out till now. So those works are still in progress, means I am not involved in those things, yeah. But to my knowledge, according to my communication with my supervisors, there were no such effects found out. And one more thing, actually, depending upon the structure, like in a chemical way, like the comments we got from the organic chemist, they say it wouldn't have any, the recognizable effect or any toxicity effect, even for the long-term effects.
Thank you very much for a very stimulating talk.
Thank you.